covers a house. The, you know, the topmost part of the house.
The roof.
Right. And how about the little, not all houses have this, but some houses have something to carry the water off when it drips off them.
Gutter.
Okay, gutter. And let's see, you said this house was an L shape. Probably the roof meets here somewhere. There's a roof coming this way and one that way, is there?
This only comes up, this was put on after, the kitchen was put on after, and the roof mm-hmm. went this way mm-hmm. and was shaped like this. Mm-hmm. This, the roof went this way, uh-huh. and then this back here went this way.
Uh-huh. Where these two roofs meet, wherever that would be.
Well, this is separate. See, you see, this was put on separately, and there's a space in between mm-hmm. here, and this is a separate thing that's attached mm-hmm. right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's assume that there is a house where they're two roofs at the same level and they meet. What do you call that place where the two meet and, you know, there's a
slant? A valley. It's a valley.
Okay. That's what we need to know. And I'm sure there, you must have a lot of buildings close to the house, and we're interested in the names of some of those things. But can you just kind of tell me some of the...
There was a saddle house. There was a smoke house. Mm-hmm. There was a barn, which was termed the barn with a hayloft, or the shed where the implements were kept.
Okay, now those are two separate things. The barn with the hayloft is separate from the shed, is that right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sometimes the shed was attached to the barn with the hayloft. With the hayloft, you have two stories.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom story, you know, and then it's floored, and the top part, and it had a door up in the angle mm-hmm. so that you could throw your hay up.
Mm-hmm.
In the top. And sometime there was a separate, well, in fact, there were two separate sheds for implements. They would have a place for the plows and a place for the cultivators, and no tractors ran, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what those outbuildings were used for.
Mm-hmm.
The shop, did I mention the shop?
No, you haven't mentioned it.
The shop was where they had the all of the tools and things that were used for blacksmithing or whatever, the anvil and their hammers and their the saddles. They call them a tack room now, and they had just saddles and bridles and ropes and things like that, but most of that was kept in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
They called the shop, and they worked in there and did things repairing leather and so forth. And the smokehouse was where they kept their meat. They killed at least 50 hogs every winter.
And they have a marvelous smell.
Oh, it's great. It never gets cold enough to butcher down here anymore.
Yeah.
It used to, it seemed like it was a lot colder, and we'd have a real cold northern, and they'd butcher four
mm-hmm.
or five hogs at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd build a smoke under it to keep it, salt a lot of it down, and we rendered lard and put it in 10-gallon crocks and to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no deep freezes, and we had to fry up what extra meat we had, and we'd pour hot grease over that in 10-gallon crocks.
Mm-hmm. Now, the barn, you didn't specify, you said, of course, it has the loft for storing the hay. Was the barn used for keeping the milk cows, or what was the barn?
The barn stored corn,
mm-hmm.
mostly. Corn mm-hmm. and cottonseed. And such as that. Of course, they put the cottonseed in there, that they didn't sell to feed their milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd give richer milk.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the corn was used to store, the barn was used to store the corn that they fed mules. We had to have mules to run the cultivators and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there any special storage places for grain and that sort of thing?
At that time, back, if you're talking about then...
Well, we're talking about then and to the present time. Just, do you, are there special storage places?